Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't
want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love
it.
I be thinking that high. And I love
it.
Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team.
Yeah.
All these broke, ninny, baby, having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she has a dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair. Swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Have you thinking that high? And I love. Pressure haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Young niggas never get it. They just keep sidestepping. They always want to step behind me. Want to sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common. Babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Sniff a line and feel them punch. You just a ratchet ghetto. Ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it. I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block. Well, that's your fucking job. Keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once. Never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice. Can't afford to buy like you fucked my bitch. She a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school and learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling. And I remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make you beg for death. I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
Stop. That's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life. I'm getting cash.
Oh, shit. They made Bruce Banner mad.
Jackets on the warpath. Nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do. Get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back.
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Have you thinking that high? And I love. Pressure haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Have you thinking that high? And I love. Pressure haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesday, sometimes. Dagger, the queen hasn't got in yet. She will be here shortly, but yeah. I'm on some weird shit tonight. I'm kind of in the situation, but I was not going to do a show, but then I'm like, fuck it, go ahead and do the show anyway. And I'm trying a little something different here. This is, I think that's the best intro to Hump Nights that I've had in a long time, but it's just hilarious. But look, again, thanks for being here tonight. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights again. Queen B will be here shortly. adult matters and adult topics. I stand on business like I always do. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topher of the Shade, because again, without her, there is no West Coast. There is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesday Talk Nights, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, and no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you, boss lady, for letting me do my thing, letting me bring these independent artists a platform and continuing to keep things growing and keep things moving to the best of my ability that I'm able to do. Also, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing, again, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you send in your music. I will find a place for it in rotation, all right? And, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there that takes time out of their day to spread word about the show, to support the show, to, support these independent artists, support me, support my co-hosts, support Reality Radio, support realness, because that's all we bring over here and that's all we're trying to do. And again, we're just trying to spread it out to as many people as possible. So keep, and the best way to always talk about it is, like I said, y'all got to talk about the show. Nobody's going to believe me, but they'll believe y'all if y'all talk about it. So let's make sure y'all let people know where they can find us at. Let people know what's going on. Let people know that we do got it popping over here, all right? So we're going to get into some music. I'm going to try to set up some more stuff for Hump Nights tonight. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And as always, you never know where things are going to go tonight. So let's just see what's about to happen, all right? But this is where we're going to start off. See you in a second.
You should expect nothing less when you mean the most. Kissing on your neck, smelling your hair when we close. You know I come correct, it's just wrong if I don't. Okay then, I'm anxious, I won't wait then. We won't make it back to the crib, won't that so bad like right here. She leaned back, know where to run, dear. You can get it to the AM. Haven't seen you all day, so the boy ain't impatient. But I did promise to go slow. I really can't handle when you throw it on the low, though. Go crazy off the curves, got your boy going loco. My motive to get you caught up, now who's in trouble? Hold up, before I make a mistake and make a uh-oh. Went from being a notch on the belt to the buckle. Do your dance, you make me go-go. You got your boy amp, but want romance, so I'll go slow.
Said you want it non-stop, I'm like, till the morning comes. She said, so touch it like a rock, so I lay her on the table. And now she wants me to go slow.
But I make you disappear.
Be the rabbit, I got the ass.
I'm going in, ain't the magician's here. Vandal that, I break it in. Can you handle that? Don't hold it in. Don't front, back, get up on the ride of what I'm droving it. I'm nice with it, this wifey. Spaz out on the bipolar. Mad props when you throw that shit. Stand out, I'm not on this.
On the real is how you feel.
Yep, you see, that's how I feel. Come through and I demo it. Wreck that, I explode in it. Let's keep below pro. Nah, who get who knows, though. Let's keep the door closed. Don't matter, neighbors know. Yo, hey, what I picture is perfect, no photo. Go from the kitchen to the sofa to the floor, though. Huh, it's for show, though. You already know, though. I'm doing the most, though. I like that, let's go. When I'm in it, don't stop, get it, talking, go slow, but that rough, you with it, with it.
She said she wanted to stop, a night till the morning comes. She said she like a rough, so I lay her on the table. And now she wants me to go slow.
we started off cool. Conversation was on true. I wanna be true, and you my true. Then we fell all in love, angels from above. You open up your angel wings, swept me right off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You roll that I need. You can't keep messing up my makeup.
I'm not lying.
What's cracking, y'all? We back. West Coast Wednesday is hump night. Hold on, this should be working out. I think Queen's finally here. Queen, how you doing? Wait, can you hear me?
I'm good. How about you?
I can always be better, but like I said, I'm never going to complain. We here. We made it happen. So let's just keep it rolling, keep it pushing. But again, since you're a little bit late, you might want to do a little intro real quick and, of course, give your email so people know they can send your email to you. They can send their music to you as well.
Okay, what's up, y'all? I'm sorry, I'm a little late. I was at my other job dealing with them. I always got to tell them. I don't know why y'all trying to keep me on hold on Wednesdays. I have to be out here by 9 o'clock on Wednesdays. Anyway, all artists, you guys can send me your music at queenbbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenbbee1991. Also, if you guys want to know anything that's going on with Bang Out Radio, you guys can hit that same email. I always call back, so hit it up.
Yes, yes, yes. Remember, if you want to call in at 9661-621-7559, as always, you can chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. And again, I am on the mobile device tonight, y'all, so bear with us. Things go a little bit different, but things still go in motion, so we're going to try to keep things moving. And this is my man Levi. How you feeling?
What's happening, homie?
Not outside, same new day, chilling, relaxing. What's going on in your way?
Nothing, man.
Sorry,
finding, man. You know what I mean?
As always, working, keeping it up, as you should. Oh, man, but go ahead, man. Let people know, as always, man, where they can find you, what to be looking for, as all that good shit, man, because they just got to know.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You can Google your boy, Levi Tev. Go ahead and look out for the SME Dark Side, SKC Bang Out compilation album. You know what I'm saying? Drop the 3K14. Also, you know what I'm saying, Gift and the Curse, Black Rose, you know what I'm saying, look out for Avery and Trey Lil Jon, you know what I'm saying, we coming, you know what I'm saying, 2K14.
Yeah, there it is. And, y'all, like I said, I'm just going to let a couple more tracks play real quick because I got to get my thoughts together. Like I said, I'm mobile. Things are kind of crazy right now. But I'm trying to have it officially be hump nights tonight. So as soon as I get these things in order, once my co-host gets situated, make sure y'all call in and let people know we're about to just how freaky and where some of y'all minds is tonight, all right? So that's where we're at, and we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger, Queen V, Reality Radio, Bang Out Radio.
That's a friend. Yeah. Yeah. No, we done hurt us. Early relationship trouble, man. We kiss, we fight, we make up again. How that happened? Fuck.
Love and war, guns and roses. Love and war, guns and roses.
Trust gets you killed, love gets you hurt, being real gets you hated. Who could debate it? Trust gets you killed, love gets you hurt, being real gets you hated. Who could debate it? Trust gets you killed, love gets you hurt, being real gets you hated. Who could debate it? Trust gets you killed, love gets you hurt. It's like guns and roses. You know when I die, that's the legend Hall of Fame. Remind of my ex, don't cop a petty chain. We kiss for talents, a diamond on the grain. With me in the day, I was caught up in your frame. Nowadays, my brain, me and God to the frame. You had me on your track, but the loss is the same. Everybody wanna hang for the same, so strange. I remember when a nigga had to wait a bus stop. It was so damn cold, ice on the dreadlock. For a bad yellow bitch, had to break in the box. Now a nigga on top, gotta break out the box. Get a steal with your man, cause it's just me, yo. Me and young girl, one, like we bout to win the bell. But we both gotta see how your heart when you tell. Gotta leave no age, but you're my
corner. Now me in Roseville, waiting on the corner. New Year's Eve, mom said, let's not get drunk, smoke loud, have sex with an ass. No sex, he's wet, so I never went back. Pussy so good, hell, let's come back. Polly P, you know me, and I ride this on me. Guarantee that, bet that, he wet that. That hit, I get that, he ate that. Don't director's chair. You take directions and stare. I swear there's no compare. I get the paper. I don't care, bitch. I am a goddess in here. You're such a novice in here. I think you promised in here.
Love and war. Guns and roses. Love and who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. Being real get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. Being real get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. It's like guns and roses. You killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt, being real, get you hated. Who could debate it? Trust get you killed. Love get you hurt. It's like guns and roses.
I'm in my zone, figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weak in your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back, whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet when it comes to sex, girl. You know I need a wig. Come and hug in deep, run our eyes, baby. We in between the seats, so sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and two off the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with a daddy stroke, but she wants the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit's the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the rest. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Yeah.
And you know just what you doin'.
Every first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prisoner of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that could be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us, and in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you are so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you doing? If it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
it's hard to believe, but baby, look at me. Does it look like I'm playing with you right now? I mean, it's been 5 years, and I'm still here. I think it's time for us to exchange some vows. I know that it sounds crazy right now, but what else can I say to the woman who has made me? Now I got me a woman, and one who loves me. And I swear, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Hold on. Dagger, Queen, still good? Wait, come on. Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
There we go.
My bad.
Still good?
I'm sorry. I'm just now getting to the house, so be out there. Give me a second.
Nah, you good. But can you hear what I'm playing in between, since I can't get to my soundbite today?
I can.
Okay, I'm just making sure that this is being heard. I'm just making, because I don't know if this is working, what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to make it, like, authentic hump nights. Like, so I was making sure that at least what I was trying to do was being heard. So, okay, I just want to make sure. Oh, I'm burnt. I'm burnt out. No. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Okay, for sure. Hanging out. So you hanging out for the night? You hanging out for the night, or you just stopping by?
Just stopping by. I got work to do.
For sure, man. So handle your business. Let my calls get inside real quick. And one more time, let people know where to, you know, Google you, all that good shit real quick before we get into what we got to get into.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's your boy Levi Kev. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live on Bang Out Radio. Go ahead and Google your boy, Levicev. Stay tuned for the mixtape coming soon, Black Ops, The Return of SME. This compilation album featuring Dark Side, SKT, SME, CSB, MoCash, Bang Out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Avery and Lil Jon, their album coming soon. My album, Gifts and the Curse, dropping summer. No, I said it back. Springtime, 2K14. Black Rose, dropping soon. You know what I'm saying? We just doing a big. Queen V, you know I'm going to have you on the album. I got to get you on the album, mama.
Oh, I appreciate that. I don't know how good I'd be on it, but I appreciate that.
Okay. I'm gonna make you come hard. That's how I do my artists. You're going to have to go hard or go home.
For sure, Levi, man. I always, man, check in with us. Good looking out. Keep sending in that music, man. And y'all make sure y'all support Who Support Bang Out Radio, man. Levi Kev checking in, man. Good looking out, man. Holler at me later.
All right, man.
All right. Oh, whew. Man. Damn it. Oh, and I just fucking lost the rest of my phone connection. So hold on, y'all. Y'all bear with me. I'm going to try to get it back real quick. But in the meantime, Queen, question. Question. This is a question that's been brought up. Do you know anybody? Because since I'm trying to be in like homo, you know, you can't be all up on people, and you can't be getting your freak on, you can't be doing what you do. You know, hygiene is important. You know, you got that personal hygiene is important. You got to be on point with your shit because nobody wants to be around somebody stanking all the time. Nobody, no matter what's going on. So, having said that, what do you feel about people that don't really shower or take baths, but they just hit their hot spots? You know what I mean by when I say that, when people just hit their
hot
spots.
You mean like cold baths?
That's
what my mama called them. She called them whole baths. So, you know, you don't really, you know, get in the shower and let the water hit you or, you know, sit in a tub and let it all soak up. You just, like, take a washcloth and just, like,
And, like you said, at the sink. And, like, now, it was funny because for years, like, I always thought my dad was the only one that did it. You know what I mean? I didn't realize because my dad does. My dad's a spot wash. He stands like he will not get in the shower for whatever reason. I don't know why people are afraid of showers or whatever. And no, a grown man shouldn't sit in the tub unless he has back problems or unless he can actually, it's like a hot tub or something he can actually sit into, you know. Besides that, shouldn't no grown big man be in no little tub. I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. But there's nothing wrong with a shower for anybody, but he doesn't do that. He like literally stands in front of the sink, you know, soaks up a rag, and the arms, you know, ass crack, did it, swat, swat, and it just rinses off, and then it's just good. And I could never understand how that works. I don't understand. Would that work for you? And
okay.
And my mom deals with it. Like I said, my mom's dealt with it for years. I mean, I think he's always been like this, at least as long as I can remember. I can never remember my father taking showers. That's the funny part about it. And like I said, I'm 30, so at least 30 years back, I can never remember him taking a shower. I don't know if it's a mental thing
like,
or whatever.
How do you
clean?
Like, that's not okay. Cause then how would you really clean? No, for real. I go in, you know, in my private moments. It's summertime. It's hot, you know. So I go and I take me a shower, and then it's like you let the water hit you, and you know you let the loofah run through your body and stuff, and then it's like, ew, like you see all that, like that's dirt, like it's on your body. I took a shower 24 hours
but
ago,
I mean,
and look at the dirt it's on me, like that's gross.
But I mean, it's just weird because I mean he's not dirty. I mean it's like, I think that that's why all those colognes, because he wears like a lot of colognes, he wears a lot of deodorants, he has a lot of products. You know what I mean? I think that's why he's like compensating. Like, I got to do this, but at the same time, over here, like, you'll never know. Like, that's why it's funny why I can talk about it on here, because they'll probably never listen to this, so I don't feel bad about it. You feel like I'm talking about him, but shit, at the same time, there's nothing wrong with your ass getting in the damn shower. Like, I don't get it. I couldn't imagine just sitting in front of, just standing, you know what I mean, just standing there and just, like, you know, people say do that shit even when you in a hurry. If you in a hurry and you got somewhere to go really fast, you know, don't even worry about hopping in the shower. You know, just hit the hot spots and just keep pushing. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, nah, I can't do that. Like,
I don't know. I like if it was like a foul thing, I couldn't do it. Like, no, I don't know.
But I mean, you think you'd be able to deal with somebody who did it? I mean, as long as if you knew they were a spot washer, like they never took a shower or whatever. But I mean, they never smelled bad around you. I mean, but you knew they just never took showers. They just don't take a shower. That's just not what they do. But would you be able to deal with somebody that was like that or be with somebody like that that just doesn't take showers?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, I think, like, you know how they say never, so I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to keep my options open to stuff like that. But it's just like,
right.
Like, no, because then, you know, when you talk about stuff like that, it's like, okay, well, what if I want to get in the shower with you, like, and you don't do that, like, no, I like romantic crap like that too, you know.
Watch you wash them up and hit the hot spots. Oh wait, hold on. Let's examine this a little bit. Hold on, this might be sexy. Now, hold on, wait, hold on. Because we kind of had this conversation a little bit last week. I mean, kind of, but he's not retarded though. I mean, think Chinese retarded dude, but not retarded. Like I'm in the bathroom. I wouldn't mind. That's like what was that movie with Eddie Murphy? The first Coming to America. Like really, just have a man like stand there and have the royal penis just washed. Like not even in the shower. Just stand in the middle of the bathroom and have somebody like wash and soap me. I mean, is that too much?
I mean, no, because I like to clean my dude. Why not? You know, but I don't know. Like it bothers me the fact that like I could never like see you in the shower. Like that would bother me. Like I don't know. I think it would bother me. But I mean, I just like I said, never say never. Like, cause you could be in love with somebody and then like you said, like at the end of the day, if they don't smell around me and that's just what they do, then that's what they do. You feel me? But
no, but I mean, but there you go. But I mean, you could be in the shower. He could be washing up at the sink. You know what I mean? It's not like y'all would still be sharing bathroom time. I mean, if that's what you're looking, but I see what you're getting at. But I mean, I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I like shower activity, especially the right shower. I mean, you can't do too many shower activities in the wrong shower. You know, you fall, break something, you know, something get fucked up, and that's not going to be a good thing. So. We don't need that, but at the same time, because I'm kind of the type. It's like depending on the type of the shower you're in. Since we're trying to keep it on Hump Nights, and I'm trying to get people a Hump Night show. So it's depending on the type of shower you're in. See, I will not try to kill myself because I'm tall. Like I said, I'm like 6'5", 6'6". You know, a lot of showers do not accommodate the taller folk. So. Let's get that understood for off top. Now, having said that, now when you have a tall person trying to do certain things in a small shower, I majority of the time be like, fuck it. Not like get out the shower, but we're gonna have to adjust. Like I'll be like, fuck this water. I'll like try to turn the water maybe a little bit, maybe against the wall, so it won't splash all the way out. But I'll be like, fuck the water. Pull the shower curtains back, have her like lean over, depending on where, you know, y'all know what type of rooms y'all may be in sometimes or whatever, but how the shower be close enough kind of to the toilet, so maybe have her lean over that way, like lean out the shower, you know, because at a certain given point, you just can't give a, I just don't give a fuck about water getting things wet, especially if I'm renting a space for a night or whatever. It's like, fuck it, somebody got to clean this shit up anyway, I don't care, like, because that's safer. Than me trying to do some acrobatic shit in this shower specifically, where, like I said, could you imagine what kind of story or what kind of news story would that be, or what kind of story would that be, like fucking Dagger dies trying to get it popping in the shower, slip and fall in the shower, and break his neck, and then like, what kind of,
oh my god.
What if my mama saw that on the news? Like, what the, like, unidentified body. We need somebody like, but no, it wouldn't be identified, but she'll see that on the news. And then somebody's going to give me the call, like, somebody, because my wallet's going to be with me or something like that. And then what happens to the girl? How does she feel? Depending on, she is like, okay, queen, let's put it in your You try to get a pop in the shower with somebody. Now, he slips, falls, breaks his neck, like bad, like dead, like what do you, like how do you react to that? Like, what do you do? I mean, do you,
that's not even okay. Because then it's like, you being the female, it's like now you were the last person. So it's like now what do you say to his mom? Like, what was y'all doing to the point where that happened? Like, you got to make the phone call. Like, oh, my goodness, somebody got to come get him. And then somebody from his family shows up, and then you're like, we were just trying to be grown folks and pop it. And then
you technically you killed him. I mean, if it was roles reversed, say it was me, say I was hitting it from the back or whatever, maybe I hit it too hard and a foot slipped. And if a foot slipped, then she fell on her head or something like that, and then cracked it, and then started leaking, and then something like that. I would feel like extremely bad. And I just don't know what I would do at that point. And I just, I mean, of course we got to call the police. Of course I got to make that call. Then it's like, do we call? I mean, who is the next call? Like after the, I don't think I would make any more calls. I think I would just call the police. Tell them who their family is and everything, and just never be heard from again. Like, it was an accident. If y'all need me to do this, that, because you know police need certain things. If you need me to go on record about this or whatever, then that's all fine. I'll do that. You know, those things I'll do. But I'm just sorry. I mean, what do you say to something like that? And I'm only thinking of this because also you got to think, like, I watch shit like 1,000 Ways to Die and everything like that, and there'll be dumb shit like this that's happened. It's not like, I know there's somebody out there, I know there's something out there where motherfuckers have died in the shower. It is the craziest thought to be trying to do something like that. And then it's like, I wouldn't do it. That's exactly what I would do. If I killed somebody technically in the shower and she died, I would be like I said, I would call the police, be set up like, yo, we was doing this. I may have been hitting it too hard. Her foot did slip. I wasn't trying to kill her. We wasn't having no beef. There wasn't no problems. Like, I mean, we was just seriously trying to get this shit popping in here. And she fell, busted her head. That's what happened. That's my story. I'm sticking to it, you know. And
for real.
I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here anymore. This is her family. All her stuff's over there. There's her property. I'm not taking anything. I just need to get my stuff, and I need to leave because I just can't deal with this anymore. And then I think I'd be traumatized for showers. Maybe I have to start spot washing after something like that because I just don't want to get any showers with anything. Like, I don't know. Or like I said, I couldn't even imagine what my mom or what my family would think or anything about me if that was the story about how I died, like. Dagger died having sex in the shower. Like, he fell and broke his neck in the shower. I'm like, I couldn't even.
I don't know. That's so crazy. Like, I don't think. I don't know. I always think about stuff like that, too, and I never know how I'm going to react in situations like that. Like, do I really got to get on the phone and do, like, all of that? Like, who, like, for real? That's really crazy.
But I also see why, because I also, like I said, I watch these shows. Like I said, y'all watch these reality shows where y'all see people that argue and get into shit that y'all can see in everyday life. I watch this shit where it's like, the motherfucker, like, because this is why, like, when people die now, people don't know how to react to instant death in front of you. And this is why people be like, well, I just left the motel room and I just didn't say anything. You know what I mean? This is where these CSI TV shows come from and everything like that, is shit like this, because I can see myself being that person too. Like, something like that happened, like say I'm out somewhere on some like one night stand type shit and something like that happens, I may just gather my things and leave and make an anonymous call from somewhere else or something. You know, I wouldn't just leave it hanging like that. But I might be subject to just walk out the door. You know, it just depends on, it just really depends on who the person is that was in the shot, that died with me. But this is what I mean. People have these situations and these things go down where people just walk away from certain situations. And I can understand people walking away. I'm sorry. I kind of can. And it just depends. You never know how you're going to react when shit happens right in front of you.
Yeah, that's true.
So... So that's crazy. So I mean,
where did that?
I don't know, but
random.
Whatever.
Where did that part of the conversation just come from?
What? No, random. It all started with just having sex in the shower. Like I said, I'm trying to keep it on hump nights at the same time. But at the same time, if you was in that situation, I mean, what would you really do? So it's just the craziest shit. But all right, hold on, let's get back into the music for a second, y'all. We'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday talking about Dagger Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll be right back. Hold on. Do something like this.
And I agree with you about what they call music.
Baby, oh, baby, 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 baby
Yeah. stress so much, worry about what I'm doing. Just put me up on game, huh? What your friend doing? I could never let your cool take that walk alone, so I'ma drop you off first and then walk her home.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Your friend.
Yeah. I'm in the club with my old lady. Mind on having sex and making babies. The way we dancing and romancing on this dance floor. How could I even have an eye for another hoe? She walked in real skinny with a fat ass. I'm like, damn, I'm about to cut class. I'ma push up on her, but I'm gonna do it too fast. Cause you know, like Keith Sweat, I gotta make it last. Forever and a day, out here on this dance floor. This girl doing tricks like she used to the pole. She keep her ass clapping and my man swole. I'm like, damn, baby, let's go. To the telly, the presence is the sweet. Is where I rub on your belly right before my beat.
Don't take it the wrong way. No ass, guess we go. Yeah, girl.
Don't stress so much, worry about what I'm doing. Just put me up on game, huh? What your friend doing? I could never let you two take that walk alone, so I'ma drop you off first and then walk her home.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Your friend.
Your friend.
Yeah. I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Yeah.
Fuck your friend. Chunks, let me give you my perspective. Help you see what I see, but if you're not my doctor, I know what's best for me. There's something that you need to know. No games, no gimmicks. All you niggas chasing hoes like the Special Olympics. I mesmerize chicks when I stare at them in the face. Make sure to meet their friends. Build up my main base. I might visit a bar, but when a conference staying over, I'm trying to get scouts. Find somebody head and shoulders. I reinvented the kiss. This is the thing I do. You would think Usher's on the radio or fucking in the next room. When I ain't at the club, I keep an eye on these pigeons, but I'm a hawk for a dove. Peripheral vision, I need a sassy on the glasses. Pretty kinda high, I love to call her Miss Jackson when I'm posted up behind her. My doggy sounds amazing, I should patent the shit. But it's just not the same as the one your girl drinking. Don't stress so much, worry about what I'm doing. Just put me up on game, huh? What your friend doing? I could never let your cool take that walk alone, so I'ma drop you off first and then walk her home.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Your friend.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
I'm trying to fuck your friend.
Fuck your friend.
Another one.
The match of vision is my dick in every. That's liver, but honestly, some of these wannabe hoes be dripping. Coming in with that ass stuffing Christian denim. They say you not down, who the hell you kidding? I might be wrong, but fuck it, though, I'm just that real. And I know what you won't do, your homegirl will. Cause I gotta sweat me still. One time we had the cookout, and I threw my meat in the grill. It's your choice, my place, your shitty, my face in your waist, and let you use a dick like toothpaste. Or you can go ahead and act on fake. So I just hit your top three friends on my space. Got time for two things, ass and money. Doing you, Wayne, Halle Berry, quit acting, honey. I never said you had to fuck me. All I said was your homegirl, Jenny, been asking for me.
Teresa, too.
Smiles is what she needs, and I say send in the clouds. I know two cats named Rollo, and they got a circus in town.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something like Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure, for sure. Well, let's see if I'm able to fix the rest of this phone issue I got going on here. Hold on. Let's see. Come on. Come on. M.I.A., how you feeling?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I am good. I'm trying to get faded. Come on.
Faded. I'm trying to get my hump on too, but I ain't got nobody to hump on, so I guess I just get faded. Cold situation. Well, speaking of that, though, I mean, let's look at it this way. Now, let's ask Queen first. Queen, what's the longest you've gone without sex?
Two months? No, that's not true. I've gone three months without it.
3 months. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, MIA, what about you?
Man, you don't even really want to know. I ain't going to lie. I almost went like, I was like on a year and 6 months. No lie.
Oh, straight jail sentence. Yeah, I could.
I mean, it's not actually a jail sentence. It's just like when you in long-term relationships, for like, I was in a relationship for 5 years, and I was in a relationship for 3 years. So I just figured I really just had to give myself a break, you know, from all that shit, you know. And I'm trying to do the same thing right now, but when you get a little older and you work a lot, a woman needs attention. You know, I'm not saying I got to have sex. But, you know, I just would like to get some attention in a different type of way, you know. I like that, too.
Now, see, with me, though, it's kind of weird. I don't know if I'm wearing this. Maybe y'all, maybe you'll let me know, or maybe Queen, definitely let me know. Because I'm the type, how can I word this?
I mean, it's much easier if it's sound. No, I'm not talking about that.
I'm talking about, you know how when you're with somebody, you're hanging out, you're doing what you do, whatever. See, girls, like you said, girls like attention. Girls like to be held, cuddled, you know, smooth.
I mean, you can't
maybe
get attention from
right
everybody,
person,
though. You don't want attention from everybody, but you do want attention. You do want to be held. You do want to be rubbed. You know, but you gotta find that right person to give you that attention, and not always think that he's gonna have sex with you.
No, but that's exactly my point. So see, I might feel bad about that. Hold on, one quick second. What I was saying was that if you, I just don't like doing that unless it is going somewhere. You know, that's just me personally. What do you think, Glee? Because it's like unless you are with somebody. Because like I said, girls like some kind of attention. I'm not saying it always has to lead to sex, but as for me, I just don't. Because girls like will take you all the way to right there, and they can just pull it and just be like, you know what, stop, and just put the brakes on you. You know what I mean? Real quick. And the one thing I really can't stand is being teased. I can't stand being teased about anything. And I'm a firm believer in like, don't start the car if you ain't gonna finish it. You know what I mean? Don't start the car if you ain't gonna go for the drive. And girl, but women like to, you know, start the car, get a feel for it. You know, don't even gotta drive though. But it's like girls do stuff like that. Am I wrong, Queen?
I mean, I don't do that personally. Like, if I'm not into you, then, you know, at least I know it's some junk. I'm for that game.
But you've seen it done, though, is what I'm saying. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? You get where I'm coming from on this one?
Yeah.
Because that's just the crazy part. I just don't like. I hate being teased. That's why I barely go to strip clubs. I don't like giving away money for nothing. Like I'm not getting absolutely nothing. And I can look at three naked ass, like I said, on the internet. But nothing like the live show. But it's only a good. Like I said, most things are only good if you're doing them. Like baseball. Baseball is only fun if you're playing it. It's boring to watch unless you're looking at the highlights. But it's boring. Like, girl-on-girl action, girl-on-girl action is boring, like, to me, at least to me. I'm not going to speak on anybody else. But to me, girl-on-girl action is boring, like watching it on the internet or anything like that, or watching videos of girl-on-girl action. That's only good live when it's right there in front of you. That's the only way it works for me. But then even at that, that only works for me if it's live with not 10, 12, 14, 20 people around. You know what I mean? One of those situations where it's like two strippers trying to do what they got to do and you got 50 niggas around them doing all kind of – that shit don't work for me either. I need that intimate moment. I need to be having it right in front of me. And I'm just greedy like that in a way, I guess. I don't know. Is that a bad thing that I just want everything to myself? I don't like sharing in certain cases. There's certain things I don't like to share.
No, I mean, that's not bad because I'm kind of the same way. I really don't like to share. I'm stingy. I'm possessive. I really am. Like, even if we go out, if I feel like we just been messing for each other for a minute, like, no, then not. I don't like it. Like, I'm straight up. I'm horrible when it comes to stuff like that. That's why, I don't know, I guess it's kind of best that I will myself in. Sometimes I have to will myself in and be like, that's my show, man. You know, you got to come back. Got to come back because otherwise I get my own stuff hurt.
Cause they,
yeah,
know, niggas doing stuff. Man, I don't know. As I say, y'all get girls do all kind of shit sometimes, man. I just seen it. It's scary, but at the same time, But some people see that as a sign of affection. You know what I mean? Is that true as well? I mean, if a girl's not willing to stab you, that means she don't care, right? I mean, I hate that analogy, but I'm trying to be on the other side of the fence as well, because we had this conversation, I think, the other week as well, a little bit about it. It's just like the true anger really comes out of true love and true feeling. Like, I mean, you can't truly be that angry at somebody unless you actually really care about them or cared about them at some point in order to want to actually do something to them. Like, it's the sad paradox that we live in, and it's sad that life is like that. Like, you have to know pain in order to know joy, you know. You don't know what sunshine is unless it rains kind of shit. It's like, so in order to be in the greatest love or to be in love with somebody, they have to be completely psycho?
I read something the other day, and I think that kind of, like, goes into that. Like, after, like, a certain amount of time of being with somebody, like, either you move on or you fall in love. I think they said, like, 3 or 4 months, something like that. Like, after being with somebody, either you move on or you're not messing with them like that, or you end up in love with that person. So, I don't know. I guess that does tie in, because if you're in love, yeah, you do crazy stuff when you're in love. Like,
but wait, 3 months.
In 3 months,
I mean, can you really say you love somebody?
That's what the study said. You know, but I mean, after a certain amount of time, either you either get on or you start to feel something for that person, you start to fall in love with that person. So, I mean, if I get to act crazy, then you know what it is, right? You know? I mean, I've done some crazy stuff and
I'm in love. Okay, and MIA, how long does it take to fall in love? Or is there a time limit on it, or does it just happen?
Well, I really don't know about the time limit thing. I think it just happens, you know what I mean? Because, like, you can feel that you love somebody and are just be less than, or however those feelings can come across, but you never really know if you love somebody unless you're willing to deal with that issue with them. You know what I mean? Unless you're willing to go through everything that they're going through and try to help them and stick by with them, then that means you really love them. Like, actually going crazy over somebody, I did that with my first. Like, I'm not going to say what I did because it might seem a little too crazy, but I did threaten his life.
Nah,
and that's funny because
nah.
I was living with him and he was going out cheating on me, and he had a baby on me while I was with him. And I was going through a situation in my life where I felt he should have been there with me. So it wasn't just over the love and the anger. It's just, like, I don't know. I think it can be a time limit. It can.
M.I.A., let me ask you.
You got to really know.
How was you going to kill him?
Well, I actually had
I swear. Because I watch stuff like this. Y'all ever watch that shit called, like, Scorned? You ever see Scorned? It's on one of the weird channels, like TLC or something, about the women that will straight kill they dudes or whatever, or Dangerous Lethal Encounters or something, or Who the Fuck Did I Marry? I watch all that weird shit about relationships and people killing each other.
Killing him, but his mother had told me, like, some things that he was scared of. So she told me what he was scared of. So I just pulled out a wooden spoon and was like, you don't ever do that shit to me. Like, you know how you watch to get with me little or some shit like that.
He's scared of a wooden spoon?
Yes. He's scared of wooden spoons and extension cords.
Nah, but see, but M.I.A., when you told me that you threatened his life, but I don't want to say nothing because it was all bad and everything. And all you did was threaten him with a wooden spoon and an extension cord, you are, like, cool.
I mean, because I did hit him with the extension cord. I'm not going to lie, because, I'm 5'1", he's 6'2", 230.
That's not nothing. You're lightweight when it comes to this.
I'm a lightweight fan.
you're lightweight in the crazy department.
I don't want to go to jail, you feel me? I ain't trying to go to jail for murder over one guy, and I'm stuck
looking at bitches all day. It's not even just about murder, but in the crazy department, you're a lightweight. Trust me, because if that's the worst you got, is you can't.
Yes, I really haven't found nobody to really drive me to that point where I'm just so.
Okay, then, I don't think so. Because that shit, like I said, I've been threatened with poison, like, you know, especially with girls. And see, girls, like I said, that's why I watch these shows. That's why I don't eat that much, because I eat certain shit. You know what I mean? There's not that much food that people can poison if you just eat the right shit. That's why I eat a lot of fried foods. You know what I mean? You can't put a lot of poison in there. Y'all that eat, like, a lot of soups and a lot of these pastas and all this shit and everything like that, people can sneak shit in your food. You got to watch your food. Like, I shouldn't be watching these shows. Like I said, I keep watching, and you'd be surprised how many ways women find to get. You know that they can base certain murders and certain actions just on how the death is, that if it was a woman or not, just because, you know, women do shit like I said, they do shit like poisonings, they drown people, you know, that's what girls do shit like that. And some of the real ones is, you know, pull out that burner and just put two in a nigga head, like, pop, pop, like.
Damn. I ain't trying to take it that far, unless I know I'm going to get away with that shit, like, fuck it.
But see, here's the thing. See, you saying that, you know how many girls or women have said that and thought that exact thing and that's what allowed them to do what they did, because they thought they were going to get away with it. And then I watch these stories, First 48. Like I said, I can call out these shows all day, all these women that think they can get away with shit, and then they get caught. And then it's the funniest thing when you see a woman, because like I said, they play the 911 calls. All y'all women, like, you say you think women ain't actors, man. You should see some of these women trying to get away with murder. Like, how the tears come out. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know what. Oh, he killed himself. The little notes they try to make, like, they really try to get, because women think that they, like, women are smart. I'll give y'all that. Y'all smart as hell. But you cannot. Certain when women, but y'all not rational in a sense. Like I said, women get emotional. And this is why a lot of women get caught, because their emotions get out of control. Rational thinking is out of the way. And so what happens is you think you're thinking rationally, but you're thinking off of pure emotion. And then they reconstruct how the women tried to get away with what they were doing. And, you know, they pointed out the mistakes, like, oh, see, she did this. They're like, oh, but she just thought she was so smart. She thought her story was just so going to stick. She thought her tears were going to. And then they put them in that room with the camera where they start breaking them down, like, you know, when the forensics come back and the fingerprints come back and the hair follicles. Like I said, ladies, and I'm I'm even bad at this because, look, y'all should go ahead and look at some shit. I'm sad I'm saying this, but if you want to get away with some shit, this is shit y'all need to watch. This is why I watch 48 Hours and everything. Like, this is why I watch 48 Hours and stuff like that, too, because you'll be surprised. Not everybody on these shows gets caught. Yeah, certain shows, it's like, case is still open, we don't know what happened, you know, it's some crazy shit out here in the world, y'all, and I don't want people out here killing each other and everything, right, so I'm not saying this to say that, I'm just simply saying this, that there are people out there that are acting on pure emotion, and I watch this because this, I don't want to get caught up, it's a cycle. Some of these motherfuckers are still in jail, and, you know, they just went to jail, like, in 2008. That's not that far off. You know, some of these stories is real recent, and these people got kids, and there are people out there that ain't got caught yet, and there are people out there that are going to do shit like that, because everybody, look at where we're at. And I don't want this to happen to people. You know, I'll be the first one to say just walk away, because I've been the one in situations where I've wanted to do some shit and everything, too. I wanted to be on some psycho shit. Trust me, I wanted to go there as well, but it's just not worth it, because you will have you a story on, like, who the fuck did I marry on type shit, like, you'll have you a story, and you'll be one of these people that just get that behind bars 12 years for, and, oh, and the only thing that pisses me off as well, some of these ladies actually do get off. Fellas, y'all better watch y'all ass. Some of these girls get off, or they get a slap on the wrist, or they get some little 6 months, 7 months or something, minimum security prison or whatever, and they get out and walk away with money. I've seen it. Straight kill they dude and set it up also where she walked away from it somehow with it, but also it's because some of these niggas deserve it too, fellas. At the same time, don't be out here hitting on your women. This is another thing that I mean as well. Don't be out here beating on your girl and all this kind of shit and everything, too, because they're going to flip that shit and make it look bad. Then if she kill you and she can play the battered woman syndrome thing, nigga, and get away with that. Nigga, that movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez, nigga, these movies are based off of reality. I've seen it. It's not. It ain't no joke. But y'all, and then I look at all these other niggas that's up in jail. Like, man, I'm in jail because I was beating on my girl. You know, I just went crazy. I just killed her, him, did it, this, everybody. You know, all this and everything. And even then, look at these stories. Locked up. I'm telling y'all watching the wrong reality shows. Y'all need to see these other people over here on these other shits over here. These is real people with real consequences and everything. Y'all over here watching rich people with rich problems that don't really have no consequences and shit or whatever, because they're going to be all right because they got money. Ain't nothing really going to bother you. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing going to bother you if you got money. You want a real story? You want a real behind-the-scenes story about some shit people are going through? Go watch this motherfucker. Go watch these women that are locked up abroad. Over some dumb shit, over some nigga or some things like that or whatever and everything. The shit y'all take for granted. You want to see some real shit? Go look at these murderers that they killed. They set their girlfriends on fire. You know what I mean? Look at some of this shit and see if that don't change your perspective on relationships and how you should deal with shit and everything like that. But y'all too busy watching the Atlanta Housewives and shit and thinking all that cussing and everything is going to be okay and all that and everything is fine. It's not, because y'all realize, because if y'all don't realize that those Atlanta housewives and all these people that are fighting on there, they got people right there to break that shit up. They got people right there to do it. Ain't nobody breaking up shit in people's households. You know what I mean? Yeah, ain't nobody breaking up no shit in no clubs because you try to step up on somebody's girlfriend. You know what I mean? Yeah, ain't nobody breaking up you and your girl in your room, in your house or whatever, or ain't nobody breaking up, y'all walking up on each other in the middle of somewhere, even on cheaters. Remember when they used to have cheaters? Even when cheaters would go down, they would let them get in a few hits, but there was always somebody there to not let that shit get out of hand. It was always somebody there to not let it get out of hand, or there was always somebody there to call the police right away, and sometimes they probably had a cop on standby. You don't get that shit in real life, y'all. I mean,
you don't get no taxes.
It ain't worth it, and you don't want to be the motherfucker sitting up in there like the rest of these dumb motherfuckers. Like, man, I'm in here because, man, I just couldn't I just couldn't, man. I just couldn't hold
but
it
you
in,
know
man.
What,
she just.
Though? A lot of people can't let go of things, and if you can just let go and just say fuck it, it would be better off resolved. You know, some people just dwell on stuff. And it's like, what if, and I wish this could happen, and I want this person so bad. But if that person is proving to you that they're ready to move on, killing them or going crazy or being mad is not going to stop their decisions. Because they didn't already make
yeah.
that decision in their head.
Yeah, that's the problem with crazy
if
people.
If they cheating on you with somebody, that
oh.
means...
Yeah, crazy people don't understand. That's crazy people don't get it. But I agree. But then I also agree with the point. It's like it always comes down to the person. That's why you have to realize who the fuck you're dealing with when you're dealing with really psycho crazy people and really not deal with that type of shit if you're in that type of situation. Because, like I said, I have issues letting go. I have real big issues with letting go. That's why I watch this because I've had all these thoughts, all these things that people have had, and all these things that these big guys are in jail, like telling, like, man, I just lost it that way. I've been right there where I wanted to do shit like that. And I just, it comes down to the person. You know, it's always going to come down to the person. Because I say it all the time that I'm crazy, but I'm not that fucking crazy. Like, I'm not about to throw shit away over the next person. I'm not going to. I may be depressed behind somebody. I may be this. I may be that. But there are certain things I'm not gonna do because of somebody else. And no matter what the fuck I feel or how whatever
exactly.
happens, it's just not gonna happen.
But getting depressed or being angry only shows that you care in some type of way, you know.
Well, some people you just can't stop caring about. I mean, sometimes you need to, and sometimes you can't. But that's just a whole other story. So. But we'll be right back, y'all. Like I said, West Coast Wednesday, something like Dagger Queen, MIA hanging out. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Dagger, LA, West Coast, all day, out of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean, all y'all motherfuckers, fuck it, gotta keep it pushing, let's keep it going, yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick. Tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real G. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't want to begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I want to be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He want to buy you a drink, I want to know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga want to buy you. I want to figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always want to stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet. Get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Come on, he get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that it ain't that good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. I give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step in. Game. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, all right. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. You think you have to let it go. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right. Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, I pop like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titty sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough and now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make them. He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might get you wet, I get you wet. I get you wet.
Like this.
Why keep
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday is something nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just make a show. Just make a show. Oh, man. So, Queen, not to continue the murder conversation, but, you know, it's just kind of, I guess, where we're at right now. I'm sorry. But while it's fresh on my mind, if you could get away with it, how would you do it? Have you ever, because I know girls, you got to admit, girls think about this type of stuff, right? I mean, at least, or in your worst situation, when you was at your worst crazy, did you think about what you would do or what route you would go, or how did you ever have a plan, or did you ever think about how you would get back or whatever, or anything, really? I mean, let's be real.
I've always had a plan in the back of my head. and I mean, let's be real. I'm still trying to figure out ways to perfect it. I just, you know, but that's not nice. I'm not condoning that. You guys don't be out there being like, Queen B said she was going to go kill that nigga. No, he's not going down that way. Okay, I'm not condoning
it. She's not going to kill him until she can get away with it. All right, yeah, we get it. Okay.
Shut up. Don't do that. Something like that. We'll say that. Something like that. If y'all
what's your method? I guess is my question. What method do you choose?
You mean to? I'm not gonna tell you that. Why?
What? The method, I mean, how the dude dies, I mean, you're going to find a way to get him shot. You're going to find a way to, you know, maybe have him disappear. Okay. What's the method?
Okay. All right. I have a couple of them. Okay.
Oh, a couple now, of them. See, now you got a couple of them. So now you get, yeah, that's good.
I do.
So it doesn't,
I do.
All right. So good. So whichever one you choose, it'll be okay because you chose three. So it don't got to be you. For sure. You good.
So my first tactic is to scare him. Now, for those of you who don't know, my dad is a Marine, straight up. Now, the Marines teach you one shot, one kill. So then that way, dude, they don't got to pay for extra bullets. Like, right? You kill them with one bullet.
Yeah.
So, first time he ever took me out to the gun range, he gave me the gun and was like, you know, here, you know, this is the safety, this is how you load it, you know, blah, 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 blah. So he's like, go ahead, go shoot it. So, boom. First time ever shooting a gun. Pow, in the gun range. Clean missive, straight over the right shoulder. So my dad's like, you know, like, calm down, he's good. Like, you know, missed him, but, you know, calm down, it's okay. Next shot, boom, straight to the heart.
Queen gonna snipe somebody. Queen gonna be a sniper. She gonna snipe somebody. Now,
so I scare people with the video because I still have it. So you know, it was recorded.
See,
this is why
we need a website. Because this is why we need a website. So we can post. We will post up that video so people can watch it. I want to see it. I need to see it. I want to see it. But it's like. But see, okay, now.
You guys can go look it up on Facebook. It is on my Facebook.
Now let me help you out real quick. Like I said, here's what I'm about to say. Because like I said, I watch these shows, and some of these ladies, well, I'm not going to say some of these ladies. All the ladies, at least on the shows that I watch, all of them deserve to get caught. All of them deserve everything that ever happened to them. All of them deserve. You know, some of them got away and then get what they deserved, and that shit pissed me off. So all of them on them shows or whatever, fuck them. I'm talking about the ladies that's over here on Bang Out Radio that I roll with, that I chill with, that I know that fuck with me or whatever. Y'all some real ladies. So if y'all ever got to kill a nigga, I want y'all to get away with it because that nigga must have deserved it. Y'all don't want y'all – because I don't think y'all just kill a nigga just to kill a nigga on some other shit. But if y'all have to kill a nigga, then Bang Out Radio ladies, I'm going to tell you how to get away with some shit. First of all, Queen, like I said, since you want to be Queen Sniper and shit and want to make sure that, you know, you put one through a nigga heart, make sure that the gun that you buy is one of those. You're going to need one of those. Wait, what kind of gun were you shooting at the range? It was like a handgun?
Yes. Well,
that's not going to work. You're going to have to work on your because, I mean, with a handgun, that means you got to get in close range. That means you got to do a lot of, what do they call, recon work, you know, at Marine daughter. You got to do a lot of recon. You got to learn the nigga's movements, where he's going to be. You got to try to catch that nigga in a dark alley somewhere. You're going to have to worry about casings, footprints, hair follicles. Got to make sure you got gloves, you know. But not the handgun. Is too close a quarter a gun for? Because like I said, I've seen a lot of women get caught because they just shot somebody with a handgun. Now, here's what you got to do, Queen. You got to save up. You got to start saving up already. You got to get you a nice little sniper rifle. You got to learn how to put a bullet in a nigga heart from at least 1,000 yards away. You know, a couple of football fields. Think, what was that movie? Remember Wanted? Did you ever see the movie Wanted with the white dude and remember how they would shoot motherfuckers from like half the city away and everything like
yep.
that? You gotta think like that. That's what you gotta think like. Like you gotta be sitting back and go, I know it's a movie, but I'm sorry, some shit is based on reality. But you get good enough with a sniper rifle, you'll be a good little distance away. I mean, like I said, Marines, your dad's a Marine. They got snipers that could probably pick a nigga off. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know how far.
I know about that too. Oh yeah, I know about that too.
Yeah, Queen. That's if you want to shoot a nigga, go ahead and I'm gonna lead you toward the snipers. You need to get in the sniper range, so that way a nigga could be coming out like he can be coming out from basketball practice or something. You could be in the parking lot across the way behind the target. You know what I mean? Pew! One shot, one kill. Take the gun apart, burn it. Everything has to be burned. If you don't want police to have evidence, you have to burn it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to give it to a friend because they're going to give it away on you. Don't try to dish it, stash it somewhere. I'm trying to help y'all out here, y'all. Like I said, I'm not trying to tell you how to kill people. But, again, ladies' nights here is ladies' night here on West Coast Wednesday some night. And then how we're tying this all in, because fucking can lead women to do some crazy shit. Because all these women that do crazy shit was fucking somebody that made them do some crazy shit. So that's why we're talking about this shit on Hump Nights, because fucking leads people to do crazy shit. All right, so that's why we're talking about this, just in case you was wondering where this was coming from. This is how we got here. Now, back to the crazy shit. Again, those, like I said, I respect women, I respect ladies. I want y'all, like y'all crazy bitches out there that's already crazy, stop listening to me right now, because I hope y'all get caught. I hope they catch you. I hope they put you in the jail. I hope they put you next to some big bitch named Bertha. You know what I mean? With like
that.
I really hope y'all psycho deviant crazy bitches out there really get everything that y'all deserve. But I'm talking about y'all ladies out there that's caught up with some maybe on some other shit. And also at the same time, look, again, ladies, if you're in a situation that you can get out of and you can walk away from, then that's what you need to do. Don't take what I'm telling you as a method of get back. This is not a method of get back. I don't consider this a method. This is a method of self-defense. All right, there is a difference. I don't want people to take what I said just to go out, because, I mean, then you start seeing motherfuckers just start dropping in random cities and other places, you know, like, oh, man, I wanted to get connected like they heard it on a radio station where I could just start killing dudes and he gave me all the tips and they worked, and then I don't want that to go down like that. Like, this is a self-defense measure, because I don't want nothing happening to y'all if and case, because I know there's some crazy psycho niggas out there. In case you got to pop a nigga or something, I want to make sure you got your story straight and that, you know, things are cool. But again, if you can walk away, never look back, never believe what the nigga say. I mean, if it's just to that point, that's just what you got to do, all right? But again, for those of y'all that are in the situation, you got to kill. You may have to kill to get out. You know what I mean? I understand how that can go too. Sometimes somebody just got to die. I can feel that. I can understand. Trust me. Sometimes somebody just got to go. Now, if they got to go, like I said, in Queen V's situation, like I said, she needs to give that handgun up. She needs to go, like I said, she needs to invest in a nice sniper. Now, actually, you can't even buy a sniper rifle. So this is what we got to figure out, how we're going to get you a sniper rifle on the black market. You got to buy it out somebody Trump. You know, but you got to make sure it works. So we got to make sure you get the right connections, because not everybody can be trusted. Make sure we get you a nice sniper rifle. Like I said, move away. But ladies, stay away from poisonings. Don't poison. A lot of poisons show up on the charts when they do the toxicology reports and that type of shit. When they pull the motherfuckers' blood, a lot of poisons show up in there, and they know exactly how much it takes. You ever see it where it'd be like, it only takes this much amount of arsenic to kill somebody, and they have this much amount in there? Like, y'all be going overboard with shit. Well, women always go overboard with shit. Like, you didn't even take that much to kill them. You can't even explain shit like that away. So just stay away from the poisoning. Also, ladies, stop reaching for knives and just stabbing people. Like I said, you can't. It's so hard to get away with stabbing somebody, especially when you stab them over. How do you stab somebody over like 70 times? I've seen it. Like I said, I'm going to keep saying it. I watch these shows. These is facts. I be seeing the reports that the ME do when they talk about, and then when they have the little body, they show the little body and they make all the little nicks and cuts of where they were cutting everything like that, or how many puncture wounds. And motherfuckers, ladies stab motherfuckers like 70 times and shit. Like, how you sit there just, 70 times? You know how many 70 is? And that's a small number. Sometimes it can go as low as 50. I don't get it. And I mean, stab people in the weirdest way. In the chest, in the neck, in the face, in the eye, in the arm, in the back, in the genitals, in the ball. You know what I mean? Just stabbing them up. Just stabbing. Ladies, stay away from the knives. Please. Stay away from the stabbing utensils. Please. It's never good, because like when the lady stabs somebody out of emotion, like I said, it's emotional. That emotion takes over for whatever reason. At that point, when you stabbed that person that first time, it felt so good to you that you needed to go another 69, 70, 75 times. Like, some motherfuckers, I heard one that was like 100 and some times. Sometimes, and look, if you kill somebody, you don't need to stab somebody after they're dead either. I hate that shit when I see that shit on TV too. Like, don't fuck it. When the stab wounds are after the person is dead, like they didn't kill the person, and then you want to stab the body? For what? What more damage can you possibly do? Ladies, stay the fuck away from the knives and the stabbing utensils. Please. Don't do it. All right. Shit. No poisoning, no stabbings. You know what, ladies, the easiest way, like I said, to get rid of your dude and everything like that, y'all got to go out. Y'all got to just take the dude out to a picnic or something. You got to find a nice forest or, you know, some hilly place or whatever. You got to find a place with a nice cliff. You know what I mean? Just take the nigga out there, like, come on, babe, let's go. Stand by the cliff and, you know, hug and look at the scenery. Because niggas is dumb, especially crazy niggas, if niggas is out there, because he's going to wonder if he got the type of nigga to be beating on you and shit like that or whatever. He's going to wonder where all this is coming from and everything. So he's going to be out there. He's gonna try to be cool. You know, these type of situations, I understand, ladies, do what you got to do. But let's be safe about it, because when you're out there looking at nature and, you know, trying to take pictures and everything like that, and everything's all good and, you know, there's no worries, there's no concerns or anything like that, it's so easy for somebody to slip and fall with a little nudge. You know, I mean, I've only had these thoughts because I've thought about pushing a few women off the edge of a few things sometimes. And have, like I said, I've had these thoughts. Like I said, but it's not how you think, it's what you do. And I'm always, which is why I say I'm crazy, but I ain't that crazy. And I don't think I'm going to let anybody gonna make me be that crazy, which is why I have to sit here and talk about it. Because we used to be sitting here laughing, we joking, it's funny, it's hot. But also at the same time, I'm dead serious, because they're seriously crazy, stupid motherfuckers out there that just don't give a fuck about nobody, that just really just can't take the shit that happens in real life. And I could so easily be one of them, because like I said, at any given point, I could have been like, you know what, fuck that, fuck you, fuck him, fuck this situation. I could, oh, so easy, and just say fuck everything. But then I'll be right there with my orange jumpsuit on in lockup, when the camera crew's coming around talking about, yeah, or on Scared Straight talking about, you want to be here with me, little kid?
Nigga, I'm in here for slapping my wife and da-da-da-da-da. You want to be in here with me, you little bastard? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, just the past time. That's all the niggas is in there doing. You ain't got shit else to do. You ain't got shit else to do in jail but sit and think about what the fuck you did to get up in there. Guys and girls, women. And then I get tired of all these people that say, I really miss my family, and I really, all that shit comes after the fact. You realize this is what I mean. I've said it before too. There's no consequences for people's actions anymore. And these are the ultimate consequences for people's actions. You know, everybody's trying to play in this middle ground and everything like that, and don't realize how quickly everything could just be just gone over just God knows what. So fast. So fast. And I tell people all the time, there's certain lines, once you pass certain lines, horizons, once you go certain distances, you cannot go back. You can't. Which is why you have to watch what you do. You have to watch what you say. You have to watch the action, unless you just don't give a fuck, which is bottom line, which is the bottom line with a lot of people. That's what I've really come to terms with above everything else. Everybody's only really out for themselves. There's only very few people that are willing to, you know, help out the next person. But I understand why, because there's so many people out there, like I said, untrustworthy. There's so many people out there looking out for themselves. There's so many people out there. Just not giving a fuck. Like I said, really worrying about themselves and worrying about themselves in a way that negates from everybody else. Like, see, there are those people out there that are only worried about themselves, but that's okay, because in them doing that, they're not taking away from the next person. They're not downing the people around them. They're just doing what they got to do for them, and that's fine. Some people just can't handle that. But there are those people that are doing from themselves by lying, by cheating, by stealing, by fabricating, by all kind of other means. They're doing what they got to do to handle their business or whatever, to get things done or whatever they got to do to get what they need. But they're not going about it in a proper way. They're going about it in a way that's deceitful, that's grimy, that's dirty. And that's just where people are now, because it's easier to do it that way. It's easier. Hmm. It's always easy to do the wrong thing than to do the right thing. It's always going to be that way. And people give in. People always get to that point where it's like, and then everybody has their breaking point. It's like they say, everybody has their dollar amount. Everybody has their breaking point. Everybody has something or something in them that just, everybody has something in them that just says, you know what, fuck it.
What?
Everybody has their fucking point. And if you don't have your fucking point, then you're a liar. Whatever your fucking point is, whatever you base it on, you have a point where you're going to say, fuck it, and do what you want to do and not give a fuck what nobody says. And the craziest part is when people do that, those are some of their darkest secrets. Because when people just really don't give a fuck about what nobody thinks, anybody, that's when they do exactly what they want to do. And then sometimes later it's like, you know what, maybe you're ashamed about it or whatever. I don't know what people do. People do all kind of shit. I'm lucky I'm the person I am, because I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. I'm not ashamed of it. Ashamed is not the word I would use. Some things were wrong decisions, some were right, but I'm not ashamed of it. I made the decision, I stepped with it, and that's what I did. So fuck it. I mean, I'm fucking at that point. But it's a fuck it. I've never really said fuck it to be like I said, I don't say fuck it to look out wrong for anybody else. I say fuck it and just like leave me alone, because when I say fuck it, it's like people get mad at me. That I'd be depressed and I'd be mad about shit or whatever, but it's like, okay, well, just fine. Just leave me alone. I don't want to bring your shit down. I don't, so just leave me alone. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to be in the mode that I'm in. And it's crazy. I don't know. I can be that way, but then I just don't want people around me when I'm like that. Like I said, we've been running our mouths. I don't know.
But yeah, Queen. Like I said, this has been more just talk tonight. We just been kicking shit back and forth. I mean, I hope I haven't totally just out blasted everything. But also at the same time, like I said, I don't want negative shit to happen to people. I mean, that's my number one thing, because I just go off of all the negativity that I have seen in life and that I'm still seeing at this point in life. It's just a lot of it, and that's just me. And I know there's so much worse than what I see, and the shit that I see is bad, but I know there's so much worse, and there's so much out there right now that's just like, if people just did certain things and just looked at shit just a little bit different, that's why I talk about shit like this. This is why I bring it up. This is why we kick real shit like this out there, because maybe somebody heard something tonight that just made them think just a little bit differently or made them walk away from somebody. Maybe somebody's going to be killed tonight. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But I tried to keep it on humping and everything, too. But at the same time, it's like all this shit is connected. You can't have one without the other. You know, that's the crazy part. All this shit is connected in the weirdest ways. I mean, you might not want to see it that way. You might not believe it, but it's all connected. From the moment you talk to somebody to want to holler at them, any way you try to holler at them, either on the internet, in person, met them at the club, all that. I mean, there's the introduction. There's the point where it's like, okay, are we hanging out? Are we doing this? Are we doing that or whatever? Then there's the part is we fucking? Is we not fucking? Is the fucking good? Is the fucking not good? Now, do we put the fucking with the going out, and is this person good? Now, is that all good together? Oh, then do we have the relationship? You know, all this shit. And then it eventually leads to, okay, well, am I going to kill this motherfucker or am I not? Till death do us part, right? Like, it's crazy. I know I jump all over the board on shit and everything. I know you never know where things may go over here, but it makes sense when you really think about it. I'm sorry it does. And if it doesn't make sense to you, I can't break it down any further. Because that's just as simple as I can get it. So, Queen, any shout-outs you want to get tonight? You let people know where they can find you at, send in your music, all that good shit. You know, we got to get up out of here tonight. I've said too much, I think.
Let's see. Shout out to my girls for being them and holding me down. I'm going through shit right now, so I appreciate the fuck out of them. Let's see. I'm trying to find this video, y'all. But yeah, this is what I do to scare the boys in my life. So they know I ain't playing. And I have access to all sorts of crazy crap.
But you gotta think about this though, right? You wanna scare people, this is what I mean, this is why you gotta invest in the subscriber. Because look, any crazy bitch can walk up and pop a nigga. You know what I mean? Niggas feel safe about that because they feel that most women would not just go up and shoot a nigga because they don't want, you know, women don't want to go to jail. Now say you posted up a video of you like a thousand, like I said, thousands of yards away, like thousands of you, and you even got a silencer. You got one of those sniper bullets that don't even make noise. And then, you know what I mean, you got that, and then you got that target down there, and you pop it like, pew, it don't even make a sound. All you hear is pew, like don't even make a sound, and then it go right through his head. That'll scare a nigga. That is scary.
Anywho, let's see. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Callie Queen V. That's Queen with a W. Callie Queen QWEENVEE at twitter.com. Let's see, you guys can find me on Facebook, / Coley Baby. I'm trying to get my Tumblr together, Instagram coming soon, all of that good shit. I'm trying to have everything, trying to have all Vine, all of that shit. I'm trying to get it all together. So all of that coming soon. Artists, send me your send me your music. Sorry, y'all, it's been a long day. Send me your music to queenbee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenbee1991@gmail.com. I found if you are a graphic designer and you have hit my email and you're talking that bullshit, I'm letting you know right now on the air, don't hit my email no more.
Are we blasting people on Friday?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now on Wednesday because I can't. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not playing. Like, I was so serious when I said serious inquiries only. Don't hit my email and then not respond. That is the best way for you to possibly get cussed out. And I now know that you don't know how to handle business, so I'm fucking with you. So...
And then any weird emails, make sure you forward them to me. You know, I will gladly read them, and we could gladly make fun of some people. So make sure you keep an eye on that type of shit. Like I said, we're all about business over here at Bang Out Radio. Now, if we talk business with you, but you come over here with that bullshit, like I said, I've done it over here with the beauties of the week, or the ones that thought they were could have been, you know what I mean? Or anybody talking shit saying that, you know, about the emails and everything like that. We don't play that shit over here. So we try to keep it business. But if you fuck with our business, we gonna fuck with you. That's just bottom line. Like I said, we ain't gonna come hunting you down and all kind of shit like that. Cause none of y'all is worth all that. But we just gonna talk some shit and laugh at your ass while we over here doing what we doing. But all right, go ahead, Quinn. I'm sorry.
So, you feel me? If you are sending me any of your music, anything, I don't got time for any of the extras. That we talking business, and if you cannot condone business, and I can't do it, don't holler at me. I got too much other stuff going on, trying to get Bang Out Radio where it needs to be at. Don't do it. I'm tired. It's been going on for too long now. I'm just letting it be. You know. Anywho, but yeah, y'all. I'm not a mean person. Don't take it that way. I just don't condone bullshit. So if you, and I'm allergic to that shit. So if you are with that, leave me alone. I can't deal with it. But you guys can find me here every Wednesday, right here from 9 to 11 p.m. with my co-host of Dagger. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm just going to keep it quick and simple real quick because I've been talking enough tonight. But, yeah, Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesday, top nine. So, again, I don't want y'all to think it. I on one hand, like, I'm always on the fence with everything because with me, I can always play both sides of the equation. I can always look at it both ways. I'm never one-sided on something because you have to be able to look at it all things to be able to understand where people are coming from and angles and everything like that. So, but at the same time, like I said, I always preach nonviolence. Don't go out there and kill nobody. Don't do none of that dumb shit because none of it's actually worth it. But at the same time, if you're going to do wrong, do it right. All right? Don't go down. You don't want to be the person going down on some dumb shit. Like, do what you got to do and then get the fuck up out of Dodge. Make sure you got some money stashed somewhere. Go to a nice little country and you're going to have to be able to say goodbye to America and your family and all that other shit because, like I said, you know, you'll also be surprised how many bitches away. But they want to come back because they miss somebody and they get caught when they come back. Like I said, you got to be able to sacrifice a lot of things if that's the road you want to take. But besides that, again, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Y'all know where we're at every Wednesday, hum nights, 9 to 11. Me, Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Maybe a little teach y'all to get away with murder. But don't tell nobody like that. Y'all can't let people know what we do over here. This is just us. All right, but spread the word, but not that type of word. I don't know what I want people to do, y'all. Don't worry about me. Fuck you Fridays, every Friday, 6 to 8. Like I said, all talk. Got something to say, get it off your chest. Maybe I have to put people on blast. That's what Friday is, flow before the weekend get here. Slap Sundays every Sunday. Top independent artists slapping the stupidity out of these dumb motherfuckers. 7 to 9 p.m. all West Coast time, and of course the Triple Name Show every Monday 7 to 9 as well. Mo Music Mondays, all music, no talk at all, just nothing but these independent artists. Y'all, y'all know the lineup. Make sure you spread word. Make sure you talk about us. Make sure you let them know that this is the only place where you're gonna get that reality. All right? Because honestly, we don't give a fuck over here either. I mean, that's the, we give a fuck, but we don't. We're gonna do what we want to do. We're gonna say what we're gonna say, and either you're rolling with us or you're not. And then if you're not, feel free to go somewhere else. I hate to say that, but that's really how it is, so no matter. One quick question, though, Queen, before we get out of here. Maybe this would be something okay. We could bring up next week if we remember, but I had a weird feeling about this. Now, my homeboy's baby mama, right, that he's not with, hasn't been with her for years, but it was his baby mama, like his first baby mama, like, She done went on, has a new dude that she with, got another kid by her, I don't know if he's pregnant by her, I don't know, something, but got a new dude, all this other shit, right? She hit me up on Facebook, wants me to perform at her birthday party.
I don't
know how I feel about that. Because like I said, we had no kind of contact. We don't have no kind of contact really, and never had no kind of contact. And you know, it's always. And then when I'm chilling with the homie, and as far as I knew, she was always a problem for the homie. Like she was one of the baby mamas that didn't ever do shit. Always tried to get over on him on type of shit. You know, she was that type of baby mama to the homie. Like this is the homie homie. Like I know him for years. I was around when they was in high school, when they first started fucking, you know what I mean, that type of shit. It was like his first girl that he ever really was all into. And then the whole, like, I was there for all that shit. I know everything about this. I was there at the beginning, and then when they lived together, then that shit fucked up, how they was house hopping, how I was helping. You know, I was there for all of that shit until they stopped fucking with each other. Until they stopped fucking with each other completely, and then I was just, you know, with the homie, and I was hearing the stories, you know, baby mama this, baby mama that, she doing this, you. But now he's been doing his own thing. You know, I ain't heard no stories about her in a while or whatever, anything like that, or what, if it was something, it wasn't nothing that was memorable, you know, nothing that stuck out or anything. So it's just, I figure shit's just been, they done went their separate ways, because she's all on Facebook with her new dude, you know, doing the thing, you know, doing the thing that them girls do on the Facebook pages with their new dudes, you know, all the pictures, all, you know, all that shit, they was doing all that. So I figure they just left each other alone, you know, and then,
right.
But they have a kid together, and, you know, the only time they saw each other was with my baby homegirl or whatever. It was going between mommy and daddy like most kids do. But,
right.
Like I said, but out of nowhere, like, she hits me up on Facebook like, you know what, you should perform at my, here's actually what I, hold on, let's see, we're a little late. I should have maybe brought this up earlier. But, I mean, it's just happening recently, so it's just funny. Now, I wrote something earlier on Facebook where I was like, I wonder if I could ever have enough money where I can buy one or two lanes on the freeways between L.A. and Vegas and set a Guinness World Record to get from L.A. to Vegas, right? Now, no, like I said, people that know me, it's rare I get on Facebook. I must be extremely bored from sometimes when I do shit like that. I think I was, but I threw that up there and I did that. She hit me up. LOL, you should come out of nowhere, though. This girl ain't never hit me up for any other reason for out of nothing, right? I forgot she was even on my friends list, right?
Right.
You should come to my birthday party and perform, you know, but me not thinking straight out the gate, but I thought wrong, and I'm thinking like, okay, when and where? Because naturally when people ask me if I want to perform or something, you know, it's just natural for me to be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm there. I want to perform, that's what I do. But she gave me the invite, she sent me the invite, talking about, but I just don't know if I should go, if I should do this. Or should I just ask the homie and see how he feels about it, or I should just say, I should be straight up no from jump. Because I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't feel. I mean, maybe I'm leaning too far into it. Maybe it is just a performance, and I'm not, you know, like, and she just wants me. But I'm like, I never gave you one of my CDs. Where have you heard my music? Have you really heard my music? Do you know? Do you listen to the show? Are you one of the people that may be out there? Like, I don't know nothing. Like, it's just really. Out of where did it come from? So I'm confused.
Nice.
And this is next week.
Like,
And this is 10 days from now. I got 10 days to decide if I want to do this or not, or what I'm going to do. But I don't know. I feel kind of suspect. Usually my feelings about shit is usually on point. But at the same time, I always like going through shit because I always kind of come out on the end and I always got a story to tell. So I don't know. But I don't know. We'll bring it back up a little bit later. We'll open it back up because we do gotta get up out of here. We're running over. But just something to think about. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I don't know. I got a week. I'll be back on West Coast Wednesdays before the party. And so we'll discuss it next week and see what happens. All right. So good night, Queen. Good night, everybody. Like I said, thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to ride out on something like this. And we'll see. I'll see y'all on Funky Fridays. And y'all know where we're at. We'll see y'all on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen B, LA West Coast all day. We out.
Night, y'all.
I make a bitch get wet.